What's it called? All right, so we left off with the Havlina. Let's go back to the Havlina Maskana by sitting by Rechitza. Right, so the Gemara says what? The Gemara says you would have thought that, in fact, who is it? It was Rav Sama, right? He offered a very good solution to the problem. He said, why not sit down for Rechitza? Who says you have to stand up, right? It's right, he waited until this whole machlokas worked out before suggesting this, right? So the Havlina is that you should be able to sit down. And the Gemara says, no, we're going to tie it to Shiras. We're going to say that since Avoda is done standing up, Shiras applies to, and you see it says L'Shares by Rechitza, therefore L'Shares means you have to stand up. Okay? But now, how would you approach a Havlina Maskana here? What would you say? What makes more sense? Should you say that? Okay. Because what would sitting demonstrate? What? It's not Avoda. Right. There's a mitzvah of Rechitza Sedarim Raglayim, but it's not Avoda, right? Okay, but here's the thing. Whatever you're going to say for the Maskana, right, you can't say the Maskana is going to hold. It's an actual Maisa Avoda. That you can't say. So now what? Okay. Because it's not. So now what? So now what do we do now? There are many ways out of this problem. That's the good news is, insofar as defining this, you're kind of like, you have a narrow spectrum to work with. Because you know it's not completely removed from Avoda, right? Don't say extension. It's not removed from Avoda, right? But what do we know, though, for sure? Like, even based on as far as you said yesterday, did you see what are as far as yesterday share in common, okay? But whether you want to say that in two prices, whether you want to say that it's a din in the Yom Avoda, I mean, it's a hechsher for the Yom Avoda, or you want to say it makes the Gav a royal Avoda, what do they both kind of share in common? Right, that's for sure. Okay, so therefore, what's the Maskana going to say? Yes, John, you're saying that, right, you're saying there's nothing abrupt between what? Between
his Maisa
Rechitza? No, between the Avoda and his, I'm trying to work backwards. So if you want to say it's a natural process, so why is that important? I don't mean philosophically. Let me rephrase it. I'm trying to figure out the right way to put it. In other words, what's the action doing? What's it doing? You said Sirif yesterday, right? There's some truth at Sirif. What's it doing? How would Sirif work here?
Sirif
means like you're related to it now. You're tied to it.
If I can go back to the town,
yeah, I think I could be wrong, but I think what you're trying to say, I agree with it. What you're trying to say is that ultimately, you want this guy to be defined as a Gavra Oved. That you want him to be defined that way, right? What you're saying is that it would make no sense for a guy. You're saying that it makes no sense for the guy to be defined as a Gavra Oved, right? In the very action he's doing to define him as a Gavra Oved, where what?
Where he's not doing what Oved's doing.
Right, he's not doing what a Maisa Voda requires. Yeah. Right. How could you ever produce a chal shame or an identity of being an Oved if in the very action that defines you as an Oved, you're lacking what? So let me get, prove to me, how can you prove to me that I'm right, by the way? You know what the proof is? That's why I use Tom Kicker.
Well,
that's what it means by Maisa Shares. One second, what's the proof of that?
It's not Maisa Avoda, it's a Maisa Oved.
But what's the proof of that, by the way? It's not, but it's not my proof. But what's the proof of that? You know what proof of that is? What? No, actually, no, in other words, you can't stand on Evan Shinakar. I didn't even think that was a Milchus Nina. That's a brilliant proof. Meaning that what? Meaning that in order to demonstrate the guy's a Gavra Oved, it's not just the fact that he has to stand up. That's the positive. But he can't do anything that what?
Detracts from
it. Right. So isn't that what you're ultimately saying at the end of the day?
What is that thingy that he can't stand on? Stone?
Yeah.
Bedrock.
I never think when I'm falling. Shay Rebbe Omer Lina Molas Bekishu Inam Reglaim or the Ezra Brubishum Omer Ain Lina Molas Bekishu Inam Reglaim.
Okay, fine. And Tani Idach.
Tani Idach. I owe me the Machi Bog of his vehicle. Lela Laura Taun Kiddush Laura Taun Kiddush Inam Reglaim. Rebbe 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 Lazar Rebbe Shuman Omer Kivash Akash Yad of Rebbe Mitzel Zaluda Abil Mikan.
Okay, so just to review, so this is a very difficult case, a very difficult machlokas, very difficult machlokas. Board, yeah, okay. So what's the machlokas? Someone tell me what the machlokas is. Rebbe holds what?
Oh, great.
What does that mean?
Lina Moalas. Now, what does that mean?
What does Lina Moalas mean?
If the nighttime makes you wash again.
Night passes. I'm going to put that in quotes, by the way. Passes.
Well,
right. New fear of...
Wait, why did we have to move the Rana? Because now I'm thinking about
that.
That's
an ox.
Shh, 1 second, hold on. And what's the other one?
Yeah.
Well,
let me think about that.
Wait, what did I write wrong?
Ox.
Lena and a wolf.
Wait, Knight.
And then Rebel Lazar holds what?
Lena, it doesn't OLS. Because Knight doesn't actually pass.
Stick with what he actually says. What does he actually say? Lena in a mouse, which means what? What does he say? His Lushan is...
Eight. Not have
a right. That's all. That's all we know is that Lena in a mouse, right? Knights. Right. And if Knight passes, right?
No.
Okay.
So what is the requirements of this? If you're in
well, wait, hold on. Now we don't know at this point in time. We don't know yet, right? When the chiyuv of kiddush of the raglayim would emerge. I mean, one thing. But so just to be fair, we know, for example, everyone would agree that if he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, right, he had to wash again. Everyone agrees with that. So the question now is, before we get into the tzricha, which is more of a detail, okay? And this whole issue goes on for a while in the Gemara. How would we define this machlokas here?
Oh no, the tzricha is important.
Is it? I don't think so.
We had like three bad definitions. If it wasn't for the tzricha, we'd get stuck with
them. Fine, you want to do the tzricha first?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So we'll do the tzricha.
Oh, but I have
Fine. So let's just do the tzricha. Okay, it's just that the tzricha gets... Okay, fine. We'll do the tzricha. Okay, you'll see. So the Gemara says, we have a problem now.
What's the... flow into the...
fine, fine. What's the problem with having... What's the problem with having two brises? Right?
They
come on.
Same
yeah, it's superfluous. In other words, there's two statements in the Gemara that seem to be saying the same thing. Right? In the first statement, it says, the first statement is very simple. Lina Moelis, Lina Eina Moelis. That's the first brisa. The second brisa is a little fancier. The second brisa says that if he went ahead and he was makriv kol laila, if he did a voda the entire night, according to Rebbe, he still needs kiddush and armor glaim in the morning. But according to Rebbe Lazar, he could be makriv for 10 days straight and he wouldn't need a new, wouldn't need a new kiddush, okay? So let's just keep that in mind.
What's asleep in the Beis HaMikdash?
Forget. Let's put aside if he's asleep. Okay, it's a good question. Right? I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. I'm not ready to play that card yet. Right now, let's make it simple. I understand, but right now, I don't know what that is. But right now, what do we see right now? Right now, we have two brises. So the Gemara doesn't have to deal with. We don't. The Gemara doesn't waste ink. Why do we have two brises? Okay. So what's the answer? Utsricha. This is a little tricky. Utsricha. Stop. Oh yeah.
Oh.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay.
So we need this brisa because if we learned only the first brisa where it's.
All right. So if we only had the first brisa, which tells us what.
That Rebbe says that between avoda and avoda, he would still need a wash again.
Okay, if that's all you had, then what would you say?
So if that's all you had, then you would
do an avoda all night. You would agree you don't have to wash again.
Correct. In other words, what does Rebbe require to produce? What would you think? What does he require to produce
a break?
What? Okay, right. So the Havamina, this is why it gets so confusing. The Havamina would be what? That Rebbe would say that what?
If he didn't break in his avoda, he wouldn't have to wash again.
If he did avoda straight, no chiyuv, right?
Yep.
No chiyuv.
He did. Wait, so
according to Rebbe, even though the Gemara is saying you could tolerate an idea that Lina is moel, which means that night, right, does produce a new chiyuv of kiddush haraglayim, and right. You could still maintain that and still hold to be true, but as long as the guy was involved in the vote of the entire night, even though the night passed, now it's a new day, he still wouldn't need a kishadam or life.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what you mean, the second price is telling you no, he doesn't hold that.
No, if you say Lina Moelas, then
see what I put in here? See what I wrote?
You said Lina Moelas.
Wait, what I do here, what I put, what, see what's around the night?
Night.
Quotes. Quotes.
Oh, thank you.
No, you know why I put quotes around there? Because that's the whole point. According to Havamina, you don't take this. If it literally was night, then there's no Havamina. Right? Because the nighttime passes automatically. I'm Chaim and Kesh every line. The Gemara.
Why?
Oh, because it's because you have two brises. The Gemara wasn't why you need two brises. I'll tell you why. Because if you only had this one, you would think take night literally. And then I don't care if the guy's involved in a vote is straight, night literally means night. Right? But the Gemara's telling you, no, you don't have to say that. You could logically say that maybe what he means by night is he means what?
He means, like, let's say, I'm going to be simple. Let's say a normal day in the Mikdash, right? He finishes his avoda, whatever, 10 p.m., goes home and goes to sleep, right? But as long as he's still doing avoda, he won't have to do Kiddush Na'aman
again.
So,
by night, you mean sleep.
That's the easy way.
Or you mean a separation of blocks of avoda. It says, avoda,
avoda.
Some sort of separation.
Correct. There's some sort of break. The normative break would be not between... taking the blood and bringing it to the Mizbeach, it means I finished my Seder Avodah the Yom. Okay. Keep that in mind, by the way. You have to always, when you think about the Mikdash, in this context, don't think about lighting the menorah, Disha Mizbeach, whatever. Torah, think about the Seder Yom of Avodah, that the day has in it a set of tasks that the Kohanim have to do. They start in the morning and they end at night. Okay? So he finished his daily tasks. So you would say that what do you call it? That's what creates the new chiyah for Kiddush Na'aman Lahem. Okay. So and what's the other way? That's your cue.
V'yash v'yudan v'ha'am v'ha'kama Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon v'ha'am modi lei l'Rabbi Yitzchich
What does that mean?
So meaning if we only had, let's say, the second brisa.
So if I only had the second brisa, which tells us what?
That
Right.
Rabbi Elazar says that that if you could do 10 days straight and not washed. So
what would you have thought?
So I would have thought that Rabbi Elazar was agreeing with Rabbi.
About what?
In the first opinion about needing to wash it.
Right. Okay. So what was?
So therefore, I mean,
say the whole thing. They can put it on the board.
Oh,
the Havmin is what?
So Havmin is that Rabbi Ezra would have said that that he would have agreed with Rebbe that he would need another avoda another rechitza between avodas.
Okay.
Would
say you need a new Kiddush, right, between
Avodas?
Avodas.
How do we not have the second breast? So therefore, we have not had the first breast, so therefore we need the those breasts.
Good, okay. We still have to go on the Gemara, though, since you opened up this door. Because now the Gemara is going to say, my taima. But we have to have the basis for it, though. It's all about the drush. No, it is important. My time,
My
time of the Rebbe. Okay, Bigishtam. Now, I have the whole pasuk here. O Bigishtam al Mizbeach l'sharei lahatir. What does Bigishtam mean? What's Gisha? What? Very good. Okay. Did you have to look that up?
No.
Okay. Bigishtam means when you approach, right? So Rebbe's saying what? Rebbe would say, how does he learn? The overall svara for Rebbe is based on this term Bigishtam, which, and what does Bigishtam teach you? That when you have to do rechitza, at the time you approach the mikdash, let's say, okay, make it easier. The time you approach, which would be when? When is that time? The beginning of the day, okay? And my time to Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon? Okay. What does that mean?
Because
it also says, "Bivu amel ohol moed yerchatsu mayim leyamusa," right? What? Right. So meaning like this. Rebbe holds Bigishtam. Okay. Well, just in the general sense, Bigishtam means what?
Approach the
overall approaching of it, right? Like approaching Mikdash.
So Rashi says because there's like new wood and new fire.
Right. Because every day. That's why I said. That's why I made that point. Every day you have a whole. Every single day is a whole new what? Actually, thank you for bringing it up. You're right.
It's important.
Right, you're right. Because every day is, well, that's what I was trying to say before. I gave it away. In other words, every day is a new what? A new Yom Shel Avoda. Okay, a Yom Shel Avoda. Every day is a Yom Shel Avoda. So, new Yom Avoda. Okay? But then what does Rebbe Elazar hold?
The Bo'am.
Which means what?
Every time he comes to the base of Mikdash.
When you go in. Right?
So you go in again. But I'm actually helping.
Right. Now that sounds a lot more, I mean, if I asked you on the surface, okay, on the surface, which rationale seems to make more sense on the surface, who would you say? I would certainly say Rebbe Elazar. Why? Bivuam sounds like a nice halakhic idea. When I'm outside the Mikdash, what? I'm nothing. What happens when I go in, what am I now doing? Avoda. So it makes sense to say that I do Maiser Rechitza before going to the base of Mikdash, right? What is this talking? What is Bigishtam? It's very like a esoteric idea, like this approaching. What does that mean? How do you give that halachic feet or legs? Don't answer it yet. Hold on. Let's appreciate the question for a second. So, I'm saying, on the surface, I'd say this is a little more difficult. But don't be biased by me. Other two sides. Unless there's a lot of information here. What do you think? Should Lina be Maul or not? What makes more sense? Should you say that the passage of the night, right, generates a new chiyuv of Kiddush Darbar Gliim? Or do you say no, that according to Elazar, what do you call it? That shouldn't be the case?
It seems easier to say no.
If you say it doesn't, then you agree with me.
Right. Not another.